Page 107. D. Rugby. In rugby, there are 15 players on a side, 8 forwards and 7 backs. The players try to run through the opposition whichever way they can, either directly by contact or by finding gaps in the defence and putting the fast runners through the gaps. They kick the ball to start, and then one of the forwards will probably catch it. They run forwards and they pass backwards. The ball can be passed flat or behind, but not forwards. If the ball is passed forwards, there is a scrum. It means that 8 forwards from each team are tied into the part of the field where the ball was passed forwards. This is an advantage for the team that did not make the fault, because there is more space on the pitch when they get the ball. We're all in the England rugby team and we enjoy our sport a lot. Today there's a tournament for girls under 17 and we're here to watch it. All the players you see here are really good. They've played school, club and county, and they're good enough to play regional rugby. Some of these girls will be playing for England next year, and there are England selectors at all fields today looking for players. The average age over the last 3 years on the England team has dropped by about 5 years, and the level is fantastic now. Some of the good rugby nations are England, France, New Zealand, Australia and Canada. Then there are other teams coming through, like South Africa. Fiji is also a difficult team to beat. Those big islander girls can be quite physical. Nearly everyone can play rugby. A team needs tall people, wide people, short people, fast ones, and players are able to jump high or push and tackle hard. The backs need more speed and the forwards need more power. If you're good at one or two sports, you'll probably be good at rugby. You need to have basic strength and not be afraid of being physical and hitting other people and being hit, and you'll definitely hit the floor a lot. In the scrum, you're very close. You bind in, so the second row quite often get fat ears or cauliflower ears because of all the times the ears are hit and rubbed. What happens is that the blood clots in the ear. You see lots of old male forwards with cauliflower ears. The girls often wear a helmet to prevent this from happening. You also easily get concussion in this sport, so the players should wear a helmet to protect their skull. Rugby is still not part of the school curriculum for girls. If someone is interested in teaching it, they'll come and do it after school. There are only a few schools that would teach it for girls as part of their normal lessons. We're trying to change that through educating the teachers and through getting clubs going to schools. We're really trying to make the sport more popular with girls. We're making the standards better as well. We make sure that all the players are getting a good level of coaching.
Two players.
Rugby is such a fantastic sport, and you have so much fun playing it. It's a good fun weekend to go away on. You mix socially with everybody, and it's a good laugh. We travel on coaches all over the country, and if you get better and better, it's just fantastic. It does take a lot of your time and social life, but it's worth it. We'd love to play for England. If we get spotted and selected, we're definitely up for it. If we found that we had a chance, we would go 100% in for it.
How often do you train?
I train 3 to 4 times a week, and that includes going to the gym.
There's a lot of training involved, going to the gym and jogging after school, and a lot of us take part in various other sports.
It is a rough sport, isn't it?
It can be rough sometimes, yeah. But if you know what you're doing and you go into the tackle the way you've been told, you won't get injured.
The coaches teach well and the referees are good. They stick by the rules. They don't allow things like high tackles, that is, above the neck. Of course, it can be a bit dangerous sometimes, especially in scrums. But at the end of the day, you've got to do something you enjoy. This is a traditional English sport and everybody knows rugby and talks about it a lot. And everybody knows the national icons, such as John Wilkinson. You have heard of him in Norway, haven't you?
The atmosphere at the matches is much more friendly compared to football with all the violence. It is such a brilliant sport and I think it should be introduced in Norway because they are missing out.